International Left-Handers Day is observed annually on the 13th of August every year to celebrate the uniqueness and differences of the left-handers. The day was first observed in 1976 by the founder of the Left-Handers International Conference, Dean Campbell, to help raise awareness for the everyday challenges of being left-handed in a predominantly right-hand world. Did you know that some famous people, including the former United States President Barack Obama, a member of the Lagos State House of Assembly, Desmond Elliott, and the prominent Nigerian actress Funke Akindele, are left-handers, and the Southpaws make up about 10% of the world's population? The psychologist Dr. Emisioluwa Ibukule, who noted that being left-handed was not a disability, maintained that forcing the children to switch their differences could affect the child's development.
Everything that controls the hand is on the other side, and it's a natural thing that should not really be altered. Trying to correct the child is like trying to change the orientation of the brain.
Dr. Ibikunle encouraged parents, teachers, and other stakeholders to always assist Southpaws to maximize their potential and avoid discriminating against them. Speaking on our experience with raising a left-handed child, a parent, Mrs. Grace Adisa, explained that her child started showing the signs when she was a toddler, and the family adapted to the uniqueness while encouraging her to cope with the situation.
I encourage her to continue with this because they always do things in a different way and in an exceptional form, to the extent that it will attract people.
A left-hander, Alowunle Odutuga, who expressed delight at the huge support he got from his parents early in life, said left-handed persons enjoyed sporting advantages, which included taking the right-handed opponent by surprise.
I'm the only left-handed in my family, so I'm happy in sports. I use left to play tennis, even football. Whenever I'm doing something, being left-handed, all my friends, I do things faster than them.
Expressing mixed reactions to the state of left-handedness, a teacher, Mrs. Morufat Mutala, said it was possible to encourage children to get used to either hand when they were still very young. Hence, the need to train them to use the right hand to enhance their learning abilities, especially in writing. Others who spoke on the cultural belief of Africans towards left-handers explained that the condition was associated with disrespect and bad manners, but the condemnation was fading as the left-handers were presently regarded as special creations from God. In Abeokuta, Olajumoke Idowu, Radio Nigeria.